Gary, firstly, pre-season gone?
Yeah, really good. I think we set out with a clear focus on trying to work a little bit harder, if that was possible, because I felt we were very hard working last year, but trying to be stronger, trying to be fitter, trying to be more prepared to do the physical side of a game, because of course I think if you're not going to have millions of pounds to spend, then you've got to try and improve the structure and improve what you're doing. So that was a clear strategy that I think has worked really well. I think we've got better and better as pre-season's gone on, and in terms of the fitness, I think tactically we'll be more than ready, as we always are. You know, again, we've done a lot of work, and I think one of the big, there's a couple of big things for me that have come out pre-season. One is the fact that I think we've got every player available for selection in the first game, which I think is a big thing, and again, once again, proves that our methods, I think, you know, work in that sense. And the second thing is, you know, the young players that we've been sort of trying to work for 12 months to get them to the point, because of the lack of emergency loans, and we've had to do a bit of forward planning. We've been trying to strengthen that group. Bailey's done some really, really good work with his staff down there, but there's been a clear focus that we had 12 months ago to try and get them a little bit tougher, a little bit more ready for the first team. And we've got a real blend. We've got some of our young lads who've come through our academies. As we know, we've got a fantastic conveyor belt of young players. We've also brought one or two in from outside that perhaps a different type of hunger, but I've been really pleased with the way they've come through this pre-season. And I think at the minute, you know, without me missing anyone out, I think, you know, Josh Cogley, Reece Brown, and I think Jack Storer could all could potentially start the game Saturday and not look out of place, you know, which I think is a real, real big step.
Is it likely though that you would throw them in for the first game?
I wouldn't necessarily throw them in for the first game, but I think they certainly have to start to come into contention. You know, if you've got a lad like Jack Storer that at 18 has scored 7 in 7 pre-season, then you know at some point
picks himself almost.
You've got to start to pick yourself. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about a lack of goals last year at times, and you know, maybe we have to give him the opportunity to have a go in the first team or get on the pitch in a championship game, and if he doesn't cope, then that's going to be a learning curve for him. But that's something you can't second guess with a young player. Some of them sink, some of them swim, you know. So and Josh Cogley, I think, is at that point as well. I think he's an incredible athlete. Mm. He's come back so fit and so strong. He's been 20, 30 yards ahead of all the first team in any in any running stuff, and you get to the point where you think, you know what, anyone with that sort of drive is at some point going to have a chance of getting in a team, you know. And that's probably why it's been difficult for one or two of the senior players to make teams, because some of the youngsters have been doing so well. And Reece Brown as well, you know, again, we always knew what an incredibly talented player he is, and he's starting to put some real hard work and endeavour to that, and he looks a different player this pre-season. So again, he's one that will come into contention.
You know, you've said from day one you knew what you were coming into here, you knew the financial situation, and you've not complained about it. However, I have to say to you that even this season it's worse now with the size of the clubs in the division and the new owners for other clubs that are spending fortunes. Ross McCormack, 12 million, Newcastle spending like it's going out of fashion. Everybody bidding for players like McCormack at 6, 8 million, all the top clubs anyway. Wolves have just said, I think they're going to spend 30 million. How difficult does that make life for a club like Birmingham City when the expectations from the terraces are playoffs and perhaps better?
Yeah, I think it's becoming more of a challenge. I mean, I set out this season, I think I said at the end of last season to the board, look, within reason, because we know we've got to be sensible, you know, can I bring four players in that perhaps will attempt to make us better? And they granted that wish and said, yes, you can. I think having seen the Championship move in the last 2 months, it feels like we're further behind than when we started now. But that's not a criticism of anything else, that's just a reality of, you know, I think... You know, listen, I'll name check a few because I don't think they're not necessarily direct targets of us, but I think most teams in this division would take McCormack, Rhodes, Bamford, Wilson, because, you know, they're those type of players. But the problem is when there's 20 clubs trying to do that, it's very difficult to be at the top of the queue. But yet they're the players you need to try and make you better. So it's a real challenge. But I think for us, the focus is very similar to, you know, the last five starts of a season I've had as a manager. where every year I think, you know what, it just makes you more determined to be a better team. You know, we have to be a better team, we have to be more together, we have to work harder than the opposition. Because once again, you know, you can't compete with teams that are spending 20, 25 million pounds. But what you can do is you can get a real tight group. You can work incredibly hard. And as we know, you know, maybe it's one or two of the youngsters start to come into contention, because, you know, how much would Reece Brown be worth if he played 10 games for you and was fantastic? You know, I think he'd be worth a hell of a lot of money. So maybe we have to start to look at that a little bit more and promote one or two of those alongside, hopefully, two or three signings over the next few weeks, which I know I keep saying and I know I've mentioned, but it really is a difficult challenge in this window to try and bring in players that are better than you have for limited budget.
Leicester have shown, I suppose, that Cinderella can go to the ball, though, can't she?
Well, exactly. I mean, that's, you know, I don't think everyone can use that as a real barometer. You know, you could complain about finances. Someone could say, well, Mahrez only costs 500 grand. It's becoming more and more difficult to find your Mahrezes and find players like that and your Vardys. But I think what that tells us, and that's really been our recruitment policy, is, you know, can we get up and coming players? Can we get young players that are desperate to take the next step? Can we get that little bit of drive and desire? It's not easy, because I could have probably signed 7 or 8 30-year-old plus that have played at a top level. But my philosophy is always the same. You know, I really like some drive, and I really like some hunger, and I like to see players up and coming that you know can go again. And I think a lot of success in this division, you look at Vardy, you look at Andre Gray, you look at a lot of players that have come up through the levels and actually kept going. You know, so they're the sort of players that we're looking for at the moment, and they're the sort of players that I think can potentially make us better. But like you say, Leicester, you know, least possession in the league last season, not the prettiest at times to look at, but boy, did they have a work ethic amongst the team, and that's going to be important this year.
I suppose looking at the league as well, it's the first day of the season, always exciting, but nervous as well for players. I mean, the first day, the first game, and you'd like a good start.
Absolutely. Well, I think you always do the same. You start with a mixture of trepidation, a mixture of nerves, a mixture of excitement, and that's what the first game's about, isn't it? You know, we're all the same, whether we work in football, whether we're fans, whether we're players, whether we're staff. You turn up and you're not quite sure what's going to happen in the first game, and that's the excitement of it. That's what we all love. That's why we're here. You know, nobody said, you know, I've never said I'll only start a season if I'm guaranteed to win 46 games. You know, you're going to lose some. You know, you're going to have some horrible moments. You know, you have some great moments, and that's the beauty of the game. That's what that excites me so much. So we're looking forward to it. We know it won't be an easy game. You know, I expect Cardiff to be a good test. But it's great, isn't it? I can't wait for the match to kick off, and I'm sure the players are thinking exactly the same.
Cardiff, though, what do you expect from them on the pitch? You'll have had them looked at in pre-season, but difficult, isn't it, in pre-season games to judge exactly how they're going to line up?
Yeah, it is, yeah. I mean, under Russell last year, they played with a back five predominantly, a little bit of movement in the front three or four players, and then very similar in midfield. I think this year will be slightly different. I mean, pre-season, they've played a different way. They've played a little bit more like Wales did at times in the Euros, back five, and some rotation in the front sort of three. But again, listen, there's no guarantee that they're going to do that for the first game. But we'll be well versed. We've worked the players, we've prepared the players. But I also think the first game at home is a little bit more about what you do as a team, and let's try to make Cardiff worry about us. Let's try to make Cardiff our effective air formation, because they're struggling to cope with our formation. But we're going to have to be resilient, we're going to have to be tough, we're going to have to work hard. And then if we can show the quality at the end of that, then that's what we're after.
So finally, everybody fit for the game, and also three or four players perhaps still to come.
Everyone fit and raring to go. Maybe a couple of staff members could do with shedding a few pounds before the start of the season.
No names.
Well, I probably won't want to do that, just for fear of embarrassment. But yeah, no, we're all raring to go. Like you say, we'd love to get a couple of signings. Again, listen, I'm getting bored now.
Will that happen though?
I'm getting bored now saying how hard we're trying to do it. Not necessarily for tomorrow. Maybe still one chance. But I think that, you know, still we've got to be patient. You know, I think patience will be rewarded in the end. I know everyone gets frustrated. I know everyone wants it done yesterday. But for the players that we're looking for the quality we're looking for to improve our side, that's a good side already, you know, we've got to bide our time.